Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. By now, I think most of you know of a shortage of circulating coins, forcing businesses to press for alternate payments. While there are some wild conspiracy theories about why this has happened, the actual reason is mundane. In America, only about 10% of transactions involve cash payments. Overwhelmingly, commerce uses checks, debit, credit, and charge cards, and forms of electronic and cyber currency settlements. Over time, the use of cash has declined, which means the need for circulating coins has fallen. The U.S. Mint strikes cents, nickels, dimes, and quarters, as ordered by the Federal Reserve Bank. For the past few years, annual coin production has dropped. Besides newly struck coins, the other major source of coins for commerce are the accumulated hoards that people save at home. The U.S. Mint reports that there are more than 500 cents per capita being held by people. On a continuing basis, some of these stashes are returned to banks and credit unions, who then provide these coins to businesses to make change for customers. With the recent lockdowns, banks and credit unions have closed their lobbies, which have been the only means where they could accept these coin hoards. The vacuum tubes of the drive-through lanes cannot handle the weight of rolls of coins. Most Coinstar machines in stores were closed. Consequently, this important source of coins has almost entirely disappeared over the past few months. As banks and credit unions reopen their lobbies, look for people to resume depositing these coin hoards. In addition, the Federal Reserve has directed the Mint to strike a greater number of circulating coins. By the end of this year, the Mint plans to produce the largest number of coins for circulation since 2017. Incidentally, there have been some reports that circulating coin shortages were due to closures of U.S. Mint facilities. Not true. Yes, the West Point and San Francisco mints did temporarily close, but these predominantly strike bullion and numismatic coins rather than circulating coinage. Operations at the Philadelphia and Denver mints, where the bulk of circulating coins are made, have been only slightly affected. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.